Hi, my name is Susan, and Susan. Actually, my question was, I am on the Long Ranger track, and my husband after 30 years of marriage, decides he's not happy, and the kids are grown, and he does not want to go on any date nights. He does not want to really do anything with me. He is in the house, though. He keeps saying he is going to leave. He did, once he told me, he did move out of our room into another room.
Susan, what's your question?
My question is, how do I get him to participate and go on a date night with me?
Okay. Thank you for the question. Excellent question. It's very common for people in the Lone Ranger track to look at some of the things that I'm advising and to much too quickly write them off. Oh, my gosh, I can't do that. That's not for my situation. Like, Susan's in a situation now where if she tries to implement date night in exactly the way I have described, her husband's much too obstinate. He's not going to do that. You have to be careful not to then write off date night and start listening to another CD or reading another chapter and finding something else that you can do. Instead, you have to ask yourself, okay, maybe I can't take Mort so literally here, but what's the point? What's the principle? And how can I apply it to my situation? For example, the point, the principle, when I am discussing date night, I can say it in one word. It's time. In order to turn your marriage around, you've got to create time with your spouse. Now, I painted somewhat of an ideal picture of what that time looks like. Ultimately, it's a vision. Susan, it's the kind of date night you'll have with your husband, God willing, a year from now. But you're not there now. And many of you are not there now. Okay, no problem. So you're not there now. Be careful not to just move on, though. Creating time for the two of you, you are there. Every single one of you can do that. It could be, let me just offer some extreme examples. It could be that the time that you create is when your spouse brings the kids home to drop them off because it's your turn to be with them. And you're looking out the window and you go out and meet him in the driveway for a few minutes while you chat and exchange the kids. Okay? That's your date night right now. Is it ideal? No, for sure it's not ideal. But that's where you're at right now. And the people who are successful turning their marriage around are people who comb through the principles and practices I'm teaching and they don't write anything off. They never say, I can't do this, which is very easy to do, I know. But instead they say, how can I tweak this and begin to apply it in my situation? I'll just give you another example. Some people, some of you are dealing with spouses that they don't want to talk to you. They won't pick up the phone. Oh, I can't do talk charges. I don't want to hear anybody tell me that they can't do a talk charge. Every single one of you can do a talk charge. Don't email your spouse. Don't text your spouse. Just a quick tangent here. That's not what I'm talking about. Electronic communication always fails in these marital situations. It's, by the way, often the communication method of choice for the obstinate spouse, because when we have to speak, it's a way for us to communicate without me actually getting close. I can communicate while keeping my distance. That's the nature of texting and email. It is a very disconnected, distant form of communication. I want you to do a real talk charge. Oh, he won't or she won't pick up the phone? No problem. Call and leave a voicemail. not a voicemail that, hey, you know, this is Johnny, call me back. No. I mean, leave a voicemail. Leave the content of the talk charge on the voicemail. You've got a story to tell. You've got a joke to tell. You've got something to share that happened in your day. Share it with energy. Share it with enthusiasm. Share it like you've got a hop in your step and a smile on your face. And then hang up. Leave the voicemail. Believe me, I've spoken to your spouse. I don't mean that literally. I mean, I've spoken to thousands of the obstinate spouse. They listen to the voicemail. And so, look, I know you're in a lot of pain. I know that you're desperate for relief. But as I've tried to explain a few times in the program, there is no quick fix. There is no silver bullet. There is no letter you can write or one thing you can do that's going to make all this go away. So stop looking for the one big thing that's going to, you know, make all this better. It doesn't exist. The people who are successful turning their situations around are the people that are constantly, day in and day out, looking for opportunities to move the needle just a little bit. They're looking for opportunities to leave a sweet voicemail. Every single week, they never miss the opportunity to give or send a gift. They're looking for opportunities to extend a kindness, to visit their spouse at work. Whatever, wherever you're at in your situation, wherever you're at, it doesn't matter how good or bad it is, you can take some action today, some initiative, that'll make it just a little bit better. And you have to be willing to take those little steps. So, Susan, it could be that your date night is a cup of coffee with your husband in the kitchen. It could be you bringing dessert into his office and sitting down with him for 5 or 10 minutes just telling him a story. It could be he nods and grunts and doesn't respond or participate, and then you have to leave. But that, you move the needle a little bit. You took a small step. You took initiative. You created some time and made a little connection and tugged on his conscience. You know how you jump 10 feet high, don't you? 1 inch at a time. 1 inch at a time. And I know from working with so many of you that to have the discipline and the patience of jumping 1 inch at a time is very hard. You're willing to extend any amount of effort, time or money, if I could just jump 10 feet right now. I know it. You would do anything. But it's my job to tell you that there's nothing you could do that's going to make that 10 feet jump right now. What you have to be willing to do is jump 1 inch at a time every single day for the next few months. And interestingly, that's harder. That's harder. If I could make it all go away today, I would do anything, people will say. Anything, just tell me. But the question would you be willing to do that anything? Would you be willing actually to do a smaller anything every day for the next 6 months? That's what it takes. That's what it takes. Og Mandino said, take great comfort in knowing that all great feats are accomplished one small step at a time.